The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Zechariah, his father, filled with the Holy Spirit, prophesied, saying, "Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, who has come to his people and set them free. He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David. Through his prophets, he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us. He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant. This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, that it set us free from the hand of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight all the days of our life. You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation, by the forgiveness of their sins. In the tent, the compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace." Gospel of the Lord. A priest friend of mine is a German priest, religious, working in the Philippines. He confided to me many times during his work in the Philippines. Whenever there is a big event in the parish, some suffering in himself, either the physical or spiritual attack. But he understand, as a priest, he said, we have to share the suffering of Christ. So this is one of the reasons that at times we suffer. By no means, but also could be, God allow us to share part of the suffering of Christ so that we can be more one with him for the salvation of the world. Jesus, come on earth, he bring us peace, of course, peace. Peace that doesn't mean that nothing happened in our life. Whenever there is also struggle and attack, still you can have peace. Jesus on earth, he suffered very much, attacked by people, no matter where he goes. But always keep peace, because you know God the Father is with him. We too, at times, we've been attacked, either by ourselves, temptations, but we believe that whatever happened, God allowed. Not that God willed that you suffer, no. At times, God allowed that we share his love, Jesus' love. It's not that nothing happened, but we offer. This is our Mass. Our Mass is only here before the altar. We share his life, his word. We listen to the word of God. We consume his body so that we can be more one with the Lord, so that we can be more one with our neighbor. It's not only for ourselves. God comes on earth not for salvation of the humanity. So every person next to us concerned. This is our concern. not only be priests, we have to offer our life. Any person, you offer your life for your family, for your congregation, anything, we share life of Christ, Jesusness, so that we can live up this Christian, this Christ life, cross, so that we give peace. We suffer, but give peace to people.